You got any ID?
Yeah, sure, man.
There you go. Have a good night.
Thanks.
You got any ID?
Yeah, sure, man.
What is that?
It's an ID scanner.
What does it do?
It scans your ID.
There you go. Have a good night. You got any ID?
Yeah, sure, man.
What is that?
It's an ID scanner.
Is it compulsory?
It detects fakes.
Is it compulsory though?
If you want to come in, I've got to scan your ID.
What for?
It's just for security.
How long have you been doing that?
Ages, the data in all the clubs.
I don't want my data being captured and sent somewhere. I don't want to get like spam emails and that.
Does your ID have your email address on it?
No.
Then how would you get spam emails?
I don't want my data being captured and sent somewhere.
Doesn't it go anywhere?
The sign says the data may be shared with the Metropolitan Police or other trusted partners.
It says maybe, won't be.
Can we get in, please?
Yeah, all right, pet. Luke, it's just to protect your safety, isn't it? It's just the way of the world. I'm not safe if I'm being surveilled against my will.
Well, then you can safely piss off.
Can we get in, please?
Yeah, all right, pet. Luke, it's just to protect your safety, isn't it? It's just the way of the world. It's not the way of the world. It's the way data harvesting companies make money. Maybe they should piss off and go broke.
Well, I don't run a data harvesting company. I'm not trying to steal your data. I just want the door so you can either have your ID scanned or go home.
Can we get in, please?
Yeah, all right, pet. Luke, it's just to protect your safety, isn't it? It's just the way of the world. We're not the only place using these things, pal.
Yeah, I know. That doesn't make it right.
Can we get in, please?
Yeah, all right, pet. Luke, it's just to protect your safety, isn't it? It's just the way of the world.
Is it?
Since we got the scanner, we've had fewer thefts. Club managers stealing tips and booking people for illegal shifts. If you want to investigate crimes, you're better off going after management.
Since we got the scanner, we've had fewer thefts.
14 quid for a cocktail, and you say it's not theft?
Since we got the scanner, we've had fewer thefts.
Yeah, unless you count the theft of our data. Oh!
Since we got the scanner, we've had fewer thefts.
It feels weird, is all.
Well, what's your answer? There are criminal gangs operating in nightclubs. They come in here and they target people.
Yeah, but target them to do what? Like steal their phones? It's not exactly a violent crime epidemic, is it?
If you didn't want to have your ID scanned, you didn't have to come in.
Since we got the scanner, we've had fewer thefts.
It still feels creepy being under surveillance. Like, surely I should have to give some kind of informed consent before you can just keep a record of everywhere I go on a Friday night.
People know we scan IDs and they come here anyway.
Is that the same thing as informed consent?
If you didn't want to have your ID scanned, you didn't have to come in.
Still feels creepy being under surveillance. Surely I should have to give some kind of informed consent. Where does the data go?
Just to the computer.
Surely I should have to give some kind of informed consent. How do I know my data is being securely stored?
Surely I should have to give some kind of informed consent. What data are you getting?
Your name, address, age, stuff like that.
And how long do you keep it for?
I have no idea.
I want a copy of it.
What?
I want a copy of the data. The Data Protection Act requires you to have a procedure in place for anybody who requests a copy of the data that you hold on them.
We have a procedure in place. Would you like to see the procedure?
Yeah.
This is the procedure.
You got any ID?
Yeah, sure, man.
Whoa, what's that?
It's an ID scanner.
What for?
It's just for security.
I'm not gonna get like targeted advertising, am I?
Why would you not want targeted advertisement? I'd rather see an ad for something I might want.
Because targeted advertising requires targeted surveillance. Like, it's the same with phones. They track you all the time everywhere you go. That's how they send you ads. We're under more surveillance now than the bloody Soviet Union.
Aye, I know what you mean, pal. The owner of this place has got cameras on all the tills. At least the people in the Soviet Union were under surveillance by their own government. Who cares if Apple or Google knows where you are?
Yeah, but what's to stop them sharing that information with the government, right? Metropolitan Police are outside the tube station doing facial recognition with no public oversight or accountability or anything. They can get just about everything off your phone.
Can we get in, please?
What do you mean, shut your face, sweetheart? I'm trying to have a Socratic dialogue over here.
Now, I'm quite curious about that perspective, you know. I used to be a police officer.
Oh. Whoa. Well, why'd you quit?
Too much bloody paperwork.
Why'd you quit?
Partner was a fucking asshole.
Why'd you quit?
One too many accusations of police brutality. Institutionalised gay bashing that nobody did anything about. I'm quite curious about that perspective, you know. I used to be a police officer.
Oh. Well, why'd you quit?
I just couldn't stand that paperwork. But the way I see it is, if you've not got anything to hide, what are you scared for?
Well, that would be good if it actually worked. But, like, the Met have got this algorithm, right, that they can plug into your phone, and it's supposed to be able to tell if you've got any, like, dodgy pictures on it, like child pornography or, like, guns and stuff.
Oh, aye, that's clever. Some of the stuff I used to have to look at. Jesus Christ.
Right, like, it sounds like a good idea, but the algorithm obviously can't tell the difference between, like, child pornography and just consensual nudes from an adult. And it also can't tell the difference between a photo of a naked human body and sand dunes.
Sand dunes?
Yeah, like deserts, like it thinks they're porn.
Why deserts?
Because algorithms are shit, basically. I mean, let's say you've got an algorithm that's supposed to look at pictures of animals and tell you what they are. And it's like, is this a wolf? And you go, yes. And it's like, okay, if that's a wolf, then that's got to be a wolf. And you go, yeah. And it goes, well, if those two are wolves, then that's definitely got to be a wolf. And you're like, no, that's a lizard. And it's like, but they all have white backgrounds.
Well, I see, because you can't see what the machine is looking at.
Right.
Right, okay.
Well, they should fix it. They should tell the algorithm, that's no wolf, that's a lizard. That's no pair of tits, that's the Mojave. Right, but that porn-detecting algorithm goes through hundreds of thousands of photos, pixel by pixel, in a way that absolutely no human brain processes images. And no human can understand how it makes the decisions that it makes. So that's how come algorithms can be obviously wrong and bad, but we can't fix them because their reasoning is just like a black box.
Well, I'm sure they'll find a way to fix it.
No, that's the point. They can't. Gathering massive amounts of data from surveillance and using algorithms to crunch it is obviously a terrible idea, but we use it for stuff like deciding where police officers get to patrol and who should be released from prison.
Well, this is fascinating, but I've got to scan your ID now. I'll ask you to move along and let the others in.
Well, they should fix it. They should tell the algorithm, that's no wolf, that's a lizard. That's no pair of tits, that's the Mojave.
Yeah, but we can't tell what they make their decisions based on, only whether or not they come to the right conclusions.
All the algorithms, the big data stuff that gets used in targeted ads and even military stuff is just like, is this a doohickey? Is this a dongle? And nobody actually knows how they work.
Well, all the targeted advertisements I get fed are pretty close.
I don't know, man. I just think all this tech, it simplifies stuff, but life's not black and white all the time.
Well, this is fascinating, but I've got to scan your ID now, or ask you to move along and let the others in. Well, all the targeted advertisements I get fed are pretty close. Sometimes it's scary.
Yeah. Well, they've actually all got one big weakness, though. Like, let's say that you go to see Magic Mike, the stage show, on Wednesday, and then you go to a gay club on Thursday, and then on Friday you're here, and you've got your phone on you all the time, so you're being tracked so they can send you ads. An algorithm's going to go, okay, he's been to these three specific locations, so statistically he's probably
a pure bra legend.
Yeah, right. So it's going to go, statistically this guy's a legend. Maybe he would like tickets to see Kim Petras live on Monday, and it sends you an advert about tickets.
Too right. Fucking bop after bop with Kim.
Right. But the problem with using an algorithm to determine whether somebody's going to buy a product or not is it's not like trying to predict the roll of a dice where there's only six possible outcomes. Maybe you go to three gay events and then you buy Kim Petras tickets. Maybe you go to three gay events and then you move to Sweden and start a turnip farm with nine golden retrievers, right? Humans don't think probabilistically. So in order to use an algorithm to predict somebody's behavior, you have to decide that some possible outcomes aren't relevant. And that's the problem. Who gets to decide which of my possible actions aren't relevant enough to be worth considering?
You're talking about targeted advertisement?
Not just that. I mean, it's not so important when it comes to that, but I'm talking about algorithms that determine things like who gets access to social housing or finances or where do police officers get to patrol.
gathering loads of data from surveillance and crunching it with big data algorithms is just a really terrible idea.
Well, this is fascinating, but I've got to scan your ID now. I'll ask you to move along and let the others in.
Do you have to scan it?
All right. Since you like asking questions, here's a good one, right? I read this the other day. If you can answer this, I'll let you in.
All right.
There's this woman, right, called Linda. She's 31 years old, single, outspoken, clever. She studied philosophy. When she was a student, she was big into social justice, protests, anti-nuclear demonstrations.
No, she sounds great. What's her number?
Right. So, here's the question. Which of the following is more probable? Number one, Linda is a bank teller. Or number two, Linda is a bank teller and also a feminist.
Number two.
No, it's actually number one. Because mathematically, the probability of two things happening together is always smaller than the probability of just one thing happening on its own.
Huh, damn.
Maths don't lie, my friend. And now I've got you scan your ID.
The question is flawed.
What?
The question's flawed. When most people hear the word probable, they don't think of mathematics. They'll just generalise from what they know. If you ask somebody what's more probable, then they'll tell you what they think based on their experience, or they'll tell you what they think you want to hear. It's not a problem with human beings that they don't think like mathematical machines. You got any ID?
Yeah, sure, man.
Whoa, what is that?
It's just an ID scanner.
What for?
It's just for security.
No, I don't want that. I don't. It's nobody's business where I go on a Friday night. Well, this is surveillance, man.
Aye, I know what you mean, pal. The owner of this place has got cameras and all the tills.
Really?
Aye.
I'll tell you what as well, the bloody Metropolitan Police are outside the tube station with their little facial recognition cameras. Stopping and searching people.
Nobody likes it, but it's all for our protection. I used to be a police officer. And the way I see it is if you don't get anything to hide, what are you scared for?
Well, I mean, imagine the government like passed a law saying that you had to be tracked 24/7 everywhere you go. Would you support it?
No.
Right. And if you were still a police officer, would you enforce it?
Well, aye. That's my job.
Imagine the government like passed a law saying that you had to be tracked 24/7 everywhere you go. Would you support it?
No.
Right. It would be horrible. People would be too scared to protest or have meetings or challenge the government in any way. It would be like 1984. And yet, that is exactly what a smartphone does. And it's exactly what that scanner does.
Right, but I'm not the government. It's not like we got Boris Johnson inside making cocktails. Who cares if Apple or Google knows where you are?
Alright, well, what about kids?
Kids?
Yeah. Kids under 18 have smartphones and you can track their exact location at all times.
Aye, but location data is anonymous.
Not really. If I know the exact location of your phone, even if that data doesn't have your name written next to it, who else stands outside this club every Friday night? Even in a big bunch of anonymized location data, if you know anything about the person that you're trying to spy on, it's really easy to pick them out.
Can we get in, please?
Shut your face!
They really tell all that from your phone?
Yeah, man. There was a thing in the New York Times about it a while ago. These two journalists got hold of all the location data from like 12 million people's phones, and then they could really easily tell who was who because they were like, right, the guy that we want to spy on, we know that he works outside a nightclub, and then look, this phone is standing outside a nightclub all night, so that's him, and then now we know where he lives because we can follow his location, and oh look, there's two phones in his house that go to school every day, now we know where his kids are as well.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man. And that's my point. Like, if it's sinister to do it to children, why is it less sinister to do it to adults?
Well, good thing nobody would want to track me anyway. It's not like I'm a celebrity or a terrorist.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, say I spy on you every night in your flat, and you never find out, and it never does you any harm or anything. But in that scenario, we are not equal. Because I've got everything on you, but you've got nothing on me. The more surveillance people are under, the less equal the society.
But if everybody's got a smartphone, then everybody's under surveillance, and that's equal.
But everyone's not under the same amount of surveillance. Like you said, the boss in here has got cameras on the tills, but do you have a camera in the boss's office to make sure he isn't underpaying you? The lower down you are, the more you get spied on. But you're a person. I mean, fair enough, I didn't want a person watching me, but the scanner is not a person. It doesn't even know you're there. But that's just psychological bias. A machine can gather way more data, put you under way more surveillance, so the risks of it getting stolen or used for political repression are actually much greater than if it's somebody just looking through your window and jacking off. But you're a person. I mean, fair enough, I didn't want a person watching me, but the scanner is not a person. It doesn't even know you're there. And if your data gets automatically sent to some algorithm that emails you an advert you never even bloody read, then who cares? You're not under surveillance. It's your data double. But it's not my data double that's having to stand here and have this argument, is it? It's not my data double that might get denied a bank loan because some algorithm brain farts and says that I'm not credit worthy. It's not my data double that might get refused parole because an algorithm tells a judge that I'm more likely to reoffend. It's not my data double whose access to stuff like social housing or insurance or the news media I get fed is determined by an algorithm. And it's not my data double that has to feel like he doesn't have any control over his life or any bloody say over what's happening to him. You're not under surveillance. It's your data double. The perfect semblance of your bodily frame, instinct with inexpressible beauty and grace. Each stain of earthliness has passed away. The data double reassumes its native dignity and stands immortal amid ruin. You're not under surveillance. It's your data double.
Yeah, but it's the same thing though, isn't it? Like the spies in the Soviet Union or the Gestapo or whatever could have said, it's not you that we're following, it's actually just your politics double.
I'm telling you, man, like it's not good for people to be under this much surveillance. It's like constant threat of violence.
Well, come off it. Surveillance is not the same thing as violence.
Yeah, in the same way that check isn't the same thing as checkmate. I'm telling you, man, like it's not good for people to be under this much surveillance. It's like constant threat of violence.
Well, come off it. Surveillance is not the same thing as violence.
Depends how you define violence. I'm telling you, man, it's not good for people to live under surveillance.
Well, if you didn't like technology, why can't you just go and live in the woods?
It's not that I don't like technology. I'm not trying to separate myself from it or the spaces that it helps shape. I just want to live in a society where I have control over my life and I can live equally with other people.
Well, if you didn't like technology, why can't you just go and live in the woods?
It's not that I don't like technology. I don't like the fact that I have no control over the uses to which the technology that affects my life is put.
Well, if you didn't like technology, why can't you just go and live in the woods?
Because even if I secure all of my data, if I talk to one person who hasn't secured theirs, then a company like Cambridge Analytica can read my whole half of the conversation. I'd still only be as secure as my least secure friend.
Well, if you didn't like technology, why can't you just go and live in the woods?
It's not that I don't like technology. I just resent the fact that I have to organize my life in such a way that the maximum amount of profitable data can be extracted from it.
Why can't you just go?
Because I shouldn't bloody have to. I'm telling you, man, it's not good for people to live under surveillance.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you let me scan your ID and get on with my shift, I'll give you this. That'll go towards your entrance fee and it'll buy you a drink. If you're so concerned about your data being stolen, I'll buy it off you.
That is kind, but it doesn't really solve the problem. Like, even if companies did pay people for their data instead of just spying on them all the time, it's not really worth that much individually, only en masse. So we'd only be getting, like, pennies.
If you're so concerned about your data being stolen, I'll buy it off you.
That's kind, but even if companies did pay people for their data instead of spying on them all the time, there's nothing to stop a big company like Facebook going, okay, we're going to charge you for Facebook now unless you give us the rights to all of your data, which is now legally our property. And then do you really think people are going to jump ship and go to another site? No, like paying people for their data is trying to make the game fairer by introducing market logic, but one side is already 5-0 up. Even if companies did start paying people for their data, people who need money will be under greater pressure to sell it, so it's just surveillance that disproportionately affects the poor. Even if companies did start paying people for their data instead of spying on them all the time, how do we know that they can store it securely and stop it getting nicked? My privacy shouldn't be for sale. I'm telling you, man, it's not good for people to live under surveillance.
Why not? If it helps prevent crime and nobody cares, why do you care?
Because it makes me feel powerless. It makes me feel like I'm not in control of my life.
Nobody's in control of their life. Just go and have a pint.
No, it's just like technology embodies ideas, you know? It uses us as much as we use it.
Why, thanks, Neo. I'm glad you're here to save us all from the deep state simulatrix.
I mean, you kid, but like, surely you've got to admit that mass surveillance isn't a good way to organise a society. It doesn't make people happy.
Maybe not. But I didn't organise it, and there's not a lot I can do.
I mean, to be fair to you, I don't like the idea of being watched all the time either, but I'm just the bouncer.
Well, if you really don't like it, you could join a union. You could get together with the other bouncers and say you're not going to scan IDs anymore because you think it's wrong.
Aye, I'll be sure to do that. I mean, to be fair to you, I don't like the idea of being watched all the time either, but I'm just the bouncer.
Yeah, well, we should have some kind of law that stops people being spied on, I guess, like digital bill of rights.
Aye, next time I'm in Parliament, I'll be sure and do that.
I'm telling you, man, it's not good for people to live under surveillance.
Why not? If it helps prevent crime and nobody cares, why do you care?
Because it means I can't talk to you like an equal. All of this compulsory surveillance technology, it pushes me to do things that I don't want to do, to meet goals that I don't share, that I don't even understand, that I have no control over, and it pushes you to enforce them. I shouldn't have to constantly compromise on my freedom. You shouldn't have to inflict that on people. I mean, I just think we should think about what kind of people this makes us. What kind of person does it make you that you stand here inflicting unwelcome surveillance on people every Friday night for 13 quid an hour?
You're making me think about myself.
All right?
I don't want to think about myself. Do you understand? I don't want to think about what this machine does. I want to get through my shift and go home. And on the weekend, I want to get drunk and watch Celtic beat the Rangers. Do you hear me? I don't want to think.
But you say nothing at all, nothing at all. Yeah, it's rewind time.